Hello, Michael, is it?
It is, yeah.
Right, can you show me where he is?
He's in the bedroom.
Was it yourself that made the call, Michael?
Yeah, there's no rush. He's dead. It's through here. I came in to look in on him this morning and found him in the bed. I'm thinking it was his heart.
Okay.
There you go.
Right, thank you.
He's dead, isn't he?
If you want to go back out, I'll understand.
No, I don't. I don't know why you're doing all that stuff. It's plain, he's dead. You just have to look at him. You can tell. He's gone.
I have to be sure.
So, he is gone, isn't he?
He is. I'm sorry.
Right. Poor old bollocks.
You okay?
Yeah.
What age was he?
He was 70. He was in his 70s.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
Hello, Michael. Hello, medic. I'm Detective Aidan Murray.
Hello.
Is he...
Yes, my father's dead. Why are you here?
I'm just doing my job, Michael.
Your job? Barging in here like a vulture is your job.
I am sorry for your loss, Michael.
Is this just normal procedure, or is this just you?
What?
Being here. For something like a heart attack.
No, do we know it was a heart attack, medic?
Well, no, I don't know for sure.
I just assumed. He had a scare a year or so ago.
Yeah. You found him, Michael?
Yeah. I came in here and found him in the bed, like this.
Right. Can you wait outside for me? I just want a word with the medic.
Why?
I'll be out to you in a moment.
Don't touch his things.
Sorry?
I'm just asking for a bit of respect. I don't like the thought of someone going through his things.
Michael.
And him just cold.
Michael, no one is going to go through your father's things. Can you wait outside for a moment?
I'll go out for a cigarette. He never let me smoke in the house when he was alive. I'm not going to start now.
Right. Thank you.
Don't either of you smoke either.
I don't smoke, Michael. Can you wait outside?
I won't. Don't worry.
I'll be out front.
Hang on. What's that on your back?
Huh?
The back of your jacket. Turn around. Dust.
Dust? I don't know. This feckin' house. He was a filthy bastard.
Pup.
Huh?
That fella, he's... Do I smell piss?
Yeah, I think the owl fella must have wet the bed.
Oh, wait. Don't remove the covers yet. Is that exactly the way the bed was when you came in?
Pretty much. I turned the covers down a bit just to get to his chest, but this is how he was.
Very neat. And his arms, under the covers like this?
Yes, under.
Hmm. This room, what a way to live, huh?
Was he a recluse?
I don't know if recluse is the right word. He certainly didn't go out much. I haven't seen him around in a long time. His son was... Well, look, he lost a son a few years back, and I think that really did for him. Yeah, what are these? Renatech. What are they for, do you know?
Heart medication, as far as I know. The son there said his father had a heart condition.
Well, listen, I'm going to get the coroner to collect the body, so you can head on off and I'll take it from here.
No worries.
Tell me, how was your man when you arrived?
Fine. Helpful. In shock, I think. He was very practical.
Upset?
Not visibly, but, you know, people react very oddly to these things. I've had people
laugh.
Was
he by his father when you came in?
He was waiting outside.
He wasn't inside?
No.
Right. Thanks, son. I'll take it from here.
No worries.
Paddy, Paddy, Paddy. Right. Here we go again.
Are they not taking...
Sorry, just a second, please, Michael. Sorry, Donald? Yeah. Thanks a million. Bye-bye. Now, Michael. Sorry. New fancy phone, same crap signal. Do you get a good signal here?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, must be me, so. I've just organised the coroner.
How come he's not taking him?
Well, that's an ambulance. They don't transport the dead. Unless the person actually dies in the back. This your car?
It is. It's not much, but... Sentimental, it was David's.
That's right. He was driving your car that night.
Are you going to start?
Start what?
Why are you here?
How are you, son?
I'm a bit shook up, to be honest with you. I just lost my dad. Your father's gone too, isn't he?
Gone, yeah.
Yeah, then have some sensitivity.
Of course. When had you last seen or spoken to your father?
I see him every day, so yesterday, last night.
How did he seem?
I don't know, the same as always. His usual self.
Uh-huh. And what time did you leave him yesterday?
Are you questioning me?
I'm just establishing timelines, Michael. That's all. Relax.
Why are you here, Detective Murray? Huh? What, did you overhear that something had happened here and you couldn't resist sniffing? You couldn't stay away?
Your call?
When you found him, you asked for the police. Did you have any reason to suspect something had happened?
No.
I would have thought the obvious thing would have been to ask for an ambulance.
He was dead.
Well, you must have been pretty sure.
You saw him. It's obvious.
Right. So you came here this morning at what time?
Around 9.
Do you come to see him every morning?
Of course. I'm all he had left. I don't remember asking for the police.
Well, you did. What is it you work at, Michael?
I'm not working at the moment. I have some things lined up, but... No, nothing at the moment. He wasn't well. He hasn't been for a while. He had a heart attack.
A heart attack a year back, you said inside. Are these his?
Yeah. Cheers.
No, what, do you take them too?
Me? No, they were for his heart.
Well, then you don't need them.
No. Why would I need them?
Then I'll just hang on to them.
Tell me something, guard. Is it against the law to call a policeman a name?
Depends. You could roll the dice and see. Why?
It's just, I think you're a dick, but I don't want to risk breaking the law by saying it to you.
Right. Well, best not take the risk, just in case.
Yeah. I'll keep it to myself, so.
Wise man. Here we are now. Here's the rest of my boys. The coroner will deal with the removal. I need you to go down to the station for me.
Why?
Boring stuff, I'm afraid. Paperwork and a few questions.
Well, can't it wait? I'm pretty upset. I just want to go home and have a shower.
It's best to just get it done as soon as possible. It won't take long. I can get a guard to take you down if you're too shook up to drive yourself. Well?
I can drive myself.
Well, I'll see you at the station very shortly. I just want to get these boys settled in. You can have a cuppa while you wait for me, calm your nerves a bit. I'll phone ahead and tell them to expect you.
Is this normal?
As normal as death, son.
Do us a favour, Aidan, will you? Don't call me son. I'm no one's son.
Aidan!
How are you, Donald?
I'm good.
Right, Mr. Duffy, I'll be talking to you very soon.
I look forward to it.
The son, the surviving son. It rained last night, didn't it?
Seldom stops.
But it did this morning. What time is it now?
It's just after 11.
Right. Through here, Donald.
You sounded pretty urgent on the phone. What's the rush?
I need to strike while the iron's hot.
Oh, eerie.
I know, Donald. Imagine being in here at night. There he is.
Did he just live out of this room? He hoarded a lot of stuff.
Well, this was his nest. So, what do you see?
A sad existence.
The bed. Mm. Look how neat the bed is, the covers. Is it just me or is that very neat?
Well, I suppose. Hold on till I just put my gloves on. Do you want a pair?
Go on. Cheers. Did you know this fella at all, Donald?
No, not really. His was the son that died in that car accident about 2 years ago.
Yeah, David. He doted on David. Never the same after he lost that boy.
I seem to remember you had a bee in your bonnet after that.
More than a bee, I had a feckin' hive. And something's buzzing again.
Really?
If this was a heart attack, would Paddy have woken up before or struggled at all?
Oh, it depends. The heart's a funny thing. Sometimes it just stops and you don't know any different. Right. What's that? In the corner of his mouth. It looks like blood. I think it's a little bit of dried blood.
Really? So...
Well, he might have bitten his tongue if he had a violent heart attack. Let me have a look.
Bed doesn't look like the scene of a violent heart attack. It doesn't look like a violent anything.
No, he didn't bite the tongue.
I hope you never put that pen in your own mouth.
You learn to be careful. There's blood right at the back of the tongue. Here, look. Get in there. Look, right in at the back. See?
Right. Jesus, mother of... What the hell was that?
It's fine. Take it easy.
He's not feckin' dead.
He is, Aidan. Relax. It's okay.
What the hell?
You leaned on his chest and pushed out some residual air. It's okay.
Oh, my God. That's so... Oh, my God. You sure?
I'm positive.
Oh, Jesus
I've done
Christ,
it before myself. It. You're Whoa. Okay.
That's Night of the Zombie stuff. You nearly had two corpses here.
For a big man, you can fairly move.
Well, with the right incentive, bloody hell. My heart is galloping. Just tell me once more, he is dead.
Definitely.
That hasn't done me any good at all. Time of death, roughly?
At a guess, I'd say less than 10 hours anyway. That's just a guess, but I'd say it's about that.
Right, so 1 or 2 in the morning, say. Hang on, I want to get a picture of this bed. I have this new phone that Sarah got me. It's got a camera on it. Look at that. My hand's still shaking. Right. Here we go. Oh, Jesus. Oh, feck, look at me. I'm a wreck.
Ring of fire?
Yeah, man in black. Where did that phone go? Oh, there it is. Oh. This bed has been shifted a fraction.
Yeah?
There are marks here on the floor. Right. Well, whoever was calling me hadn't a chance. You praying for him or me?
No. The Bible was here in the bedside locker.
Sure? Well thumbed. Mass card for Catherine, the wife. Mass card for David. Oh, a highlighted section. St. Luke's Gospel. Ha.
What is it?
Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am not now worthy to be called thy son. Prodigal son.
Paddy obviously believed in forgiveness.
Or not. Some things can't be forgiven. Oh, tell me, what are these for, do you know?
Let me see.
They're made out to Paddy.
Renitec, heart medication. For arrhythmia, as far as I know, if the heartbeat is irregular. Leave them with me.
I should pop a few myself the morning I've had.
Right, I'll get the gurney to get this fella into town. Get the ball rolling.
Cheers, Donald. Be thorough.
I always am.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Right, Michael. Sorry, I took a bit longer than I expected.
It's going to take long.
Shouldn't do, not if you're honest.
Huh?
That looks sore, your hand.
No, it's nothing, it's just a scratch. I caught it on the door latch when I ran out to meet the ambulance.
Oh, when you ran... Do you need anyone to look
at it? No, it's nothing. What did your coroner say?
That report won't be in for a while
Will
yet.
Will it be long before I can bury him?
Well, I can't say. We have to verify cause of death.
So why am I here? The report...
I just want to get a timeline on the events.
Events? Events. I lost my dad.
I know, son. Sorry. I know, Michael. Let's crack on. Were you close to Paddy?
What? He was my father.
That's not a guarantee of closeness.
Okay, we didn't always see eye to eye. But, you know, families fight.
That they do. Sometimes families fight worse than enemies. Did you fight much with your father?
No.
Lucky you. Rare. You said you saw him every day.
I did. He wasn't well.
Did you ever think of sending him away to be cared for? Easier for you and him, I suppose.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Oh? I seem to remember something about you wanting to send him off or thinking... Am I making that up?
I don't remember. That wouldn't be the first thing you made up. I would never send him away. That would have... Jesus.
What?
I nearly said that would have killed him. He would have hated leaving that house. He doted on that house. I would never have pulled him out of there. And his heart was bad. You saw the pills.
Yeah. What were they for?
His heart.
Well, I got that much. What I mean is, what was wrong with his heart?
I don't know what it's called.
Well, if you were caring for him, I would have thought that you would know exactly what was wrong with him. If you cared enough to keep him around, you must have been aware of his health.
I wasn't his nurse. The doctor told him, so I only have my dad's version to go on. It was some rhythm thing. The pills were supposed to be doing the job, obviously not.
Were you in charge of him taking the pills?
He wasn't helpless, he took them himself. I would ask him if he took them and he would say yes, I had to believe him. They were going somewhere because I had to collect the fresh prescriptions, so I assume he wasn't flushing them. You're unbelievable.
How do you mean?
You think I did something.
I just want to establish a few things that will help with the final death
report.
You've
always had it in for me, Aidan. Oh,
whatever you think, Michael. Now, can we focus on
this... For as long as I can remember... When I was younger, if there was a group of us standing on a street corner, you would automatically come to me. If you spotted me driving, you would always pull me over.
Never without cause, Michael. I never accused you in the wrong.
Until David's accident.
What time did you leave your father last night?
Hard to admit you were wrong. I left at 10 or so. I'm not sure. Yes, 10, I think.
Did you argue?
No, I don't think so. He could be difficult. He wasn't an easy person. Never was. Even before David. I'm not going to try to claim that we had a perfect relationship, but I only wanted the best for him. I should have...
Should have what?
I feel like I should have known something was wrong. Maybe I could have done something. If I'd known that that was the last time I'd see him, I don't know. You can't help but think you would have done it differently. I would have said goodbye.
Said goodbye?
See you tomorrow. That's what I said. See you tomorrow. I didn't even say it to him. I threw it back over my shoulder. I think if I'd known then I would have at least looked into his eyes. I know I'm going to regret not getting to look into his eyes before he died. What about you? Did you see your father before he went?
I did, yeah. I looked into his eyes.
You're lucky. See you tomorrow isn't enough.
I thought he was asleep before you left.
What?
Back at the house, you said you left when he was asleep.
Yeah. Yeah, I looked in on him before I left the house and he was asleep, so...
Oh, right. So, was the 10 o'clock the time you left the house or the bedroom?
I don't know. What difference does that make?
Well, he may have been dead already before you left the house. You may have thought he was sleeping.
He was still alive before I left the house.
You're sure?
Yes. I could hear him snoring. Can I go now?
Was he bedbound?
What does that mean?
Confined to the bed.
I never heard that expression before. No, he didn't go out, but he could get around the house. I would see him to bed around 9 or so and talk to him or read to him.
What would you read?
I don't know. The paper.
The Gospel according to Luke?
What? I don't know what that is.
The Bible by his bed had the parable of the prodigal son highlighted.
So you did go through his things?
I picked up the Bible by his bed. That's hardly going through his things. Was it him or you that highlighted that story?
I did, for him.
The prodigal son. Interesting. A favourite of yours too?
I don't have a favourite. I don't exactly have a top 10 of Bible stories.
It's a long time since I read any of that stuff. Can you remind me of it?
Are you serious? I don't have it by heart.
Humour me. Paraphrase it.
Jesus Christ. It's the story about the man with two sons and one of them blows all the money he got on... Is this why you're getting me to say this? The other one is a goody-two-shoes and stays at home. When the reckless one comes home broke, the father welcomes him back and throws him a big feast. The other brother is not too happy about it, but... The father explains that, I don't know, forgiveness is the way. Something like that. Go on then.
What?
Make something of it. I know your wee mind is whirring away there, trying to make something of it. No, my father did not kill the fatted calf when I came back from my gallivanting. I know you're going somewhere with all this.
Are you paranoid, Michael?
No, I just know you and your obsession.
Obsession. Did Paddy blame you for David?
What?
David's accident?
No. No, he didn't. You weren't the only one who blamed me for my brother's death.
More suspected than blamed.
Yeah, and where did that get you? Huh? An official warning for harassment, I believe. You tread carefully, Murray.
Your father had some strong opinions about the accident, too.
Why are you doing this again?
I was under the impression he held you responsible. That can't have been an easy thing to bear, a father's
scorn. No, he did not. He was very upset about losing David. As was I. He understandably took the accident very badly. His heart attack happened shortly after it.
He was supposed to have said that he wished you had been behind the wheel.
Why are you being such a bollocks? He said he wished I had been driving, but that was because he knew I was a better driver and the accident wouldn't have happened if I were at the wheel.
Oh, right. I must have got that wrong. Sorry.
No, you're at it again. I'm going to call that superintendent again if you start something. I'm leaving now. If that coroner comes back with anything other than a heart attack, then pull me back in. Check the pills, pull the house apart if you want, and when you've done all that, get yourself a life. Shouldn't you have retired by now? I'm going.
Right.
What? Can I just go?
Of course. You could have left at any time, Michael. This was just a routine chat. Thank you for your cooperation. I'll be in touch.
You're a bully.
Hello? Sarah?
Through here, Aidan, love.
Hi. Oh,
didn't expect to see you home for lunch. What's up?
Nothing. In the mood for a home-cooked lunch.
Ah, you're in luck. There's bread in the cupboard, butter and ham in the fridge, and a knife in the drawer. So see what you can do.
Ah, the home comforts. How's Mum?
Fine, she's having a lie down. She fell asleep in front of loose women.
Good for her. You hungry?
No, no, I had a lovely big meal before you got here.
Oh, well, you're good to yourself.
So you're home for the day?
No, just needed to get out for an hour. You know old Duffy up there in Morass?
Yeah.
Dead.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I don't know. Possibly nothing.
Possibly nothing?
Heart attack, most probably. They're doing a post-mortem.
Oh, you've got to look, Aidan.
Oh, I don't know, love. Michael Duffy?
Aidan, don't go getting all worked up about this fella again, please. Listen, love, I have to tell you...
That boy reeks of badness.
You rub one another up the wrong way. Don't start getting all...
Today he said something. Now, it was the way he phrased it. Not going to claim we had a perfect relationship. It felt rehearsed or I don't know, familiar. And there was something else. I can't think of it now. I remember something made me pause... But I couldn't link it. I have a feeling...
Listen, love. A Dr. McGuinness called from St. Oliver's.
McGuinness? Right, and...
She called and...
I don't want them calling the house. They know that.
Well, this doctor said she tried you on your mobile.
What did she want?
Jack's really bad. And she's expecting him to go any time now.
Uh-huh.
Are you upset?
They've been expecting him to go any time now for the last year.
They seem to think this is it, though.
Well, we'll see. I don't need a progress report from them. I just need to know he's gone. Properly gone. For good. Who is this McGuinness one? Christ, every time I hear from that place it's someone new. They must just pass him around. What about Mum?
She knew from the tone of the conversation. She was standing beside me when I took the call. She knew it was about Jack.
You see, this is... Oh, right. It's okay. They should never have called the house. Might go isn't urgent. Was Mum upset?
Not... Upset, no, she's concerned, I'd say.
What did you tell her?
What the doctor said, that Jack was bad and getting worse. Look, you know who's going to come to this at some stage, Aidan.
Of course, yeah.
She may well want to see him.
Did she say that?
Not directly, but it's not easy for her.
It's not easy for me either, Sarah. Knowing she'd rather forgive and forget.
I know it's not, Aidan, but it's your choice. I'd say she'll want to see him.
Right, yeah.
And if she does... You don't have to.
I know. I won't, don't worry. But someone will have to go up with her and... Yeah, well, we'll see what comes of it. Anyway, tea?
Please.
Right.
Aidan?
Yeah?
Make me a sandwich too, will you?
Oh, right, yeah. That big juicy meal didn't last long, did it?
Oh, here, come here, love. Look, it'll be fine, all right. Can I just... Say something else and don't get annoyed now.
I know what you're going to say, Sarah, and I'm going to look further into this Duffy thing because I think there's something going on there.
No, God, I was going to say it would be perfectly understandable if you did want to see Jack. Like, he is your father, and in spite of everything, it's okay to admit wanting to see him. If you do.
I don't.
Fine. But if you do, love.
Yeah. I don't. No, tea.
I need the police.
What's the problem, sir?
It's my father. He's dead.
Where are you, sir?
What? I just came in this morning and found, I think it was a heart attack.
You said he's dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
What's the name?
Mine or his?
Yours?
Sorry, Michael Duffy's my name. His is Patrick, Paddy Duffy.
Do you require an ambulance, sir?
No, he's dead. No, yeah, sorry, yeah, maybe an ambulance then. Yeah, whatever you think, I don't know.
Can I have the address, sir?
Yeah, it's the crossroads. You take the left. It's Morass Cottage. You can't miss it. I'll be here.
Why were you outside? Why didn't you stay by him? Hello, Detective Murray.
Hi, Aidan.
Donal, how are you?
I have the post-mortem done on Mr. Duffy.
Excellent. Good work. That was quick.
When can you pop in?
I can be down to you in about half an hour or so.
I'll be here.
Jesus, look at him, Donal. Reduced. Paddy Duffy. I remember him when he was in his prime. A proud, strong man. Hot-tempered, but decent. We're just meat at the end of the day, aren't we, Donal?
Oh, we're more than that, Aidan.
Not when we're lying on a butcher's block. So, tell me, what's the verdict?
Heart attack. Big heart attack. You look disappointed.
No, not disappointed, Donald. Just Well, it is what it is, I suppose.
I found signs of hemochromatosis, high iron content in the liver, which can lead to congestive cardiomyopathy or pericarditis. Poor Paddy was not in good nick, particularly his heart.
Had the Renitech pills been spiked with anything?
No, nothing.
Maybe he wasn't taking them. Michael could have been denying
him. He was, Aidan. I found traces. He was definitely taking them.
Right. The blood in the mouth?
Yeah, it was from the vocal cords.
The vocal cords?
Yeah, they were torn to shreds. He did some screaming before he died.
That's gruesome. Jesus, the thought of it.
He must have been screaming pretty ferociously to have torn the cords like he did.
You see, is it just me? That makes the neat bed even stranger. You don't scream without flailing. You'd have thought the bed might have been more of a scene.
The sun could have smoothed things out, natural enough.
Oh, I've no doubt he did, but that fella's not prone to fits of tenderness. That'd be unnatural.
There is something I noticed.
What?
He has marks on his back, soft bruising. Here, look. Let me roll him over on his side. You see here, it's not too strong, but there is something. The blood lividity is slightly different in these areas. That says to me there was some pressure on the back.
Very uniform, circular. They're not bed sores or the beginnings of bed sores.
No, it's bruising.
Okay, good. I'm going to check the house again, but cause of death was definitely...
Heart attack. The heart attack he had last year did some serious damage. It was very bruised. It pretty much burst in his chest. What are you thinking?
We must have missed something.
Aidan, there's nothing.
So that's it? Case closed?
And from my end, yeah. I'm going to release the body back to the family.
Family? That man had no family left after David died.
Doesn't make the son a murderer.
Yeah. Son. He doesn't like that word. Can't blame him for that. Right. Thanks for your help, Donald.
Aidan Murray interview with Michael Duffy. 11:35 a.m, Saturday the 1st of November 2009. Michael, thank you for coming in.
Why am I here?
Routine. I just have a few questions. Why was David driving?
Huh?
It was your car, but David was driving. Why?
I had a drink. I wasn't going to drink and drive.
And you say you don't know what happened because you were asleep in the car?
All I know is one minute we were driving along and the next we're upside down in the ditch and David... Sorry.
That's okay, son. That's fine. David had been in the pub with you earlier that day, but left after you two had a row.
So?
What did you row about?
Myself and David had a disagreement in the bar and he left, so...
More than a disagreement, Michael. People there say it got very heated. David stormed out after pushing his pint over.
If he had drunk that pint, he would never have been driving me home. A friggin' pint.
What was the fight about?
Yeah, it's a fight now. From row to disagreement to fight. I don't know. I can't remember. Having my brother die beside me kind of knocked the details of the day out of my head.
Someone said they heard your father's name being mentioned.
Oh, Jesus. It seems that the people in the pub were very friggin' interested in me and David. I didn't realise we were so fascinating.
Was it about your father?
It may have been. It's not unusual for us to fight about Dad.
On this occasion, what might the fight have been about?
It could have been anything.
Money? I know your father wasn't the most generous when it came to his money.
Not to me, anyways.
But to David?
Do you have any siblings, Detective Murray?
No, I don't.
Only child. You strike me as someone who was spoiled. David is the blue-eyed boy. He was the safe one and Dad preferred that. We were very different, me and David. I'm not going to claim that we had a perfect relationship, but he was still my brother. And I loved...
Hello, this is Detective Aidan Murray. I was wondering if I could get a look at the medical records of Mr. Patrick Duffy, Morass Cottage, Cooleen. Can you email them to me? Thanks a million. Bye.
If something happened in that car, a row or something...
No.
I can help you if you tell the
truth. The last thing in the world you would ever do is help me. He came to collect me because I called him and said I was drunk. I apologised for the earlier row.
You remember apologising, but you don't remember what the row was about.
Apologising is more of a rare occurrence for me than rowing. It sticks out in my mind.
I have a report that the word killing was heard during your row in the
pub. Oh, my God. There it is. That will so liven up your quiet life. My father is very hard to be with. Mum did everything for him, and from the day she died, he's been helpless. I may have suggested putting him in a home. To a saint like David, that's, you know, he said that would kill him. Kill. So you can twist and twist, but there is nothing to unravel here. My brother's death was an accident.
ICD.
You okay?
Oh, Sarah, you gave me a fright. I'm fine.
It's late, sweetheart. You look tired.
Mm?
You should come to bed.
Mm. Yeah, you go on up.
You going to be up late with this?
I don't know. Paddy's medical records. He was on a waiting list for an ICD for his heart.
What's that?
ICD, it's a tiny defibrillator. It detects when the heart is going into an irregular flutter and gives it a jolt. It's prescribed for people at risk from sudden cardiac death. People like Paddy.
When was he due to get it?
In about a month.
Oh, he almost made it.
Yeah, almost.
Aidan, love, be careful. Don't let this get the better of you the way it did the last time.
Stop, Sarah. It's not straightforward.
What did the post-mortem on Paddy show?
Heart attack.
Maybe that's it then. If the cause of death here was heart attack, is there anything to prove? You don't want to give Michael another excuse to report you.
I think Paddy had the heart attack when Michael was there and he did nothing to help him. He let him die.
That's hard to prove.
I know. I'm going to go up to the house tomorrow and have one more look around. That'll be it then. I'll be done. I swear I'll let it go.
Will you though?
What do you mean?
I thought after all that trouble before with the brother's accident.
What? What? I don't believe him. You think I'm obsessed?
Not. No, but... It's become more than just doing your job.
Do you think I'm picking on him?
No, not picking, but I think there's more to it than your suspicions that he's committed a crime.
Another crime.
Is it that, though? Aidan, the years before you finally stood up to Jack, the years your father got away with it, your words, like, you can't stand. You get so fixated on seeing that people don't get away with anything.
It's my job. I'm a policeman. That's why I'm a policeman.
No, sweetheart, it's more. It's, oh, I don't know. You know what I'm saying. It's your thing, your stubbornness. I don't want to repeat of last time. If there isn't anything to prove, then there isn't anything to prove. Just move on.
Well, and have him strut around, cock of the walk. He's not innocent.
Says you. Let's face it, love. You just don't like the lad. What?
I just took a dislike to him.
What?
Like Jack.
What?
When I was 11 or 12, I asked him. I asked my dad why. Why he treated me the way he did, with such contempt and resentment. I just asked him straight out, why? And you know what he said? He paused for a moment. He really considered his answer. He paused for a moment, looked me in the eye and said, I just took a dislike to you. Simple as that. I just took a dislike to you, son. He only ever called me son when he was putting the knife in.
You never told me that before.
No?
No.
I thought I did. So, maybe you're right. Maybe I'm doing the same thing as my father did.
That's not what I'm saying, Aidan.
Maybe I just took a dislike to Michael Duffy, just for no reason at all. I don't know.
Are you being serious?
Are you?
Don't put words in my mouth. You are not your father, Aidan.
No matter what you do, you're your father's son. Sometimes I notice I'm sitting in a certain way or I make some gesture that is so him and I want to cut that poisoned limb off. But maybe I can't help it. I'm part him.
Of course. But that doesn't mean you're the same as him. Jack showed you what not to be. You're not him.
Maybe I'm jealous of him. Michael. I can't blame him for hating his father. How can I? And killing. Yeah. But the line has to be drawn. Otherwise we'd all...
Maybe you are. Maybe you are. That's not unreasonable, is it? If you think about it. Did you ever think of killing Jack?
Is that a real question? Because... Yeah. Yeah, I did. When I was younger... I don't know how real the thoughts were, but I know I had them. I wanted him gone.
Now he is.
Well, Not quite. What time are you going tomorrow?
Train's at 10. We'll probably stay over. I don't want your mum to feel rushed for a train home.
That's a good idea.
Are you sure you don't want to come?
Positive. I'll drop you to the station in the morning.
Okay.
I know it seems like I'm being hard.
You're not. You're not. I just don't want you to regret anything.
I won't.
Hey. Look at me, Aidan.
Yeah.
I don't want you to regret anything. And this could be it.
I know that.
And are you sure you're going to be all right not seeing him?
Yeah. I don't want to see him. I don't need to see him.
So when he's gone, you'll be able to move on properly, but not if you have any regrets.
Yeah. I have no regrets, Sarah. I moved on a long time ago.
I don't want to make things worse, love. I am proud of you, Aidan. You're a good, good man.
Hey, look, get some sleep. I'll be along in a minute.
Tomorrow. If Jack asks about you, what'll I say?
I doubt he will. Tell him I'm doing fine, doing well. But don't say it like you're reassuring him. Just, I don't know, love. This trip is for Mum, not him.
Mm. Come up soon.
I will. Night.
Night, love. Love you.
Love you back. Hiya, Donal.
Aidan.
Sorry I'm a bit late.
No problem.
Had to drop Sarah and my mother at the station. Off to Dublin.
Ah, that's nice. What's the occasion?
Just a whim. Have you been in yet?
No, not yet.
Shall we?
Do you smell smoke?
There's definitely a hint of something.
Michael was back. Ha, look, the Bible's gone. He made such a thing of not ever smoking in the Father's house. I'd say he puffed on that cigarette with pleasure. Hey, thanks for coming along today, Donal. It's good to have someone to sound off.
Not a problem, Aidan. It's nice to get out of the building for a bit. I don't quite know what we're hoping to find, though. The post-mortem was pretty conclusive. What are you looking for? Do you even know?
Not really, no. There has to be something. I was thinking about those marks on his back. I want to look at the bed springs. Did you bring those pictures of the bruises?
I did.
Look, here, help me strip this bed. I have a theory.
Of course you do, Aidan.
Is it possible that the heart attack came on during or because of a heated argument between father and son?
Well, the condition Paddy was in with his heart, a stressful encounter may well have been a danger. A sudden jump in heart rate or a flood of adrenaline would not be good at all.
See, I think they fought. Michael pushed him and the old fellow went over. There must have been a shouting match if the vocal cords were torn like that.
Yeah, but
there was no love lost between those two. Here, give us a look at those photos. See, look, that looks like it could have been caused by a bed spring. What do you think?
The shape is similar.
Michael could have been on top of Paddy, holding him down.
No, there was no bruising on his front.
Damn.
Aidan,
what's that?
Huh?
On that spring, rust?
Oh, looks like blood.
Blood. Paddy wasn't cut, was he? Apart from the vocal cords.
No.
Here, look, help me get this bed on its side. Oh, there you go. Right, prop it against this wall.
You got it?
There we go. Right. Which spring? Here it is.
The spring is broken. There's a sharp edge. Someone got a nasty scratch off this.
I've seen the injury. I want a picture. Hey, can you test this to prove it's Michael Duffy's blood?
Michael Duffy's? I could.
Duffy had dust. Something was dragged out from under the bed.
Paddy's fortune.
He wasn't above him.
Huh?
He was underneath. When Paddy groaned at me the other day, I almost keeled over.
I told some of the lads below, so you'll be getting a few frights over the next month or so.
A big jolt on a sick heart could cause some fatal damage. He knew what he was doing. He didn't even have to touch him. Calculating bollocks. I have him.
Fail him. Jesus, that Guinness could have been poured twice by now.
Here you go. And your G&T. Patience is a virtue, Michael.
Would you ever think of selling this place, Phelan?
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
I'd give you a good price for it.
Not interested, not for sale. Here you go, and your five. Hiya, what can I get you?
Sorry, excuse me, I'm coming through there. Coming through, mind out. Right, here you are, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You are very welcome, Clodagh. You've great legs, you know that?
Thank you.
They were like a beacon guiding me through the crowd. leading me back to you.
Luring you in.
I hope so.
I didn't mean it like that.
Ah, you did. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, Dad.
Even after three drinks, that's still weird.
Is it?
Having a drink with your father's ashes. You don't see many people sitting in a pub with an urn by their side.
I'm not many people. I'm an orphan now. This is my dad's wake.
Have you no other family at all?
Nope. Boo-hoo me. I just tried to buy this place. I did. I made an offer to Phelan.
And?
Yeah, he's considering it. I can be very persuasive. Out with the old. I could do loads with this place.
So, just like that, you offer to buy Shannon's?
Just like that. You can't rest in your laurels in business, Clodagh. I'd gut it and start fresh.
No. I like it as it is. Maybe a paint job or some sparkle.
It needs to be moved on. It's stale.
Oh, it has character.
Could you see me there, behind the bar, Lord of the Manor? I'd give you one on the house.
Would you change the name? Duffy's?
No, not Duffy's. That's my father's name.
It might be a nice tribute to him.
No.
Just a second, Ollie. Yeah. Hello, Shanahan's bar.
Hiya, is that Phelan?
It is.
Phelan, it's Aidan Murray.
Oh, hi, Aidan.
Tell me, is Michael Duffy in there by any chance?
He is, yeah. Do you want to talk?
No, that's fine. Is he drinking?
Oh, yeah, he's on the sauce, all right. Drowning the father's memory.
Grant, listen, thanks. Don't let on to him, I was asking.
I won't breathe a word. Right, Ollie, tell me again, what was it you wanted?
I'm not to be taken advantage of.
Oh, yeah, you're just an innocent thing and I'm the big bad wolf. I'm the boogeyman. You've got goosebumps on your leg, let me smooth them out.
Your hand is very warm.
Warm hands, warm heart.
It's warm hands, cold heart.
Come on. Here we go. Let's go. Come here. Let's go.
Is this your car?
Yeah, it is. Inheritance. You like it?
It's grand.
I'm going to get a new one. In you get. Now, can I put my father on your knee there? If he gets frisky, just slap his lid. So, yours or yours?
I'd like to see your place.
So, yours it is then. What the...
Who's that?
Turn it off.
Oh, I don't believe this. What does he want? Jesus!
Hello, Michael.
Detective Murray. What is it?
Well, I saw you coming out of Shanahan's, and I can't help but notice that you're in the driver's seat of your car with the engine running.
I didn't drink.
Well, your breath certainly did. Get out of the car.
This is...
Out! Now!
This is harassment.
There's your water. Do you want to leave that urn out of the main desk?
No. I wasn't driving. Did you see me driving? You cannot charge me with drink driving if I wasn't fecking driving.
If I caught you with a load of drugs on you, I could arrest you on suspicion of intent to supply. If I find you drunk, sitting behind the wheel of your car with the engine running, I can arrest you on suspicion of intent to drive under the influence.
I was getting warm. I wasn't going to drive. I was just getting warm.
I see. You were sitting in your car getting warm before you walked home.
I'd called a taxi. I was waiting for it to pick us up. Ask that girl.
Do you think she's still here? She took the first opportunity to go home with our blessing. All she's guilty of is bad taste.
She's my witness.
Oh, grow up. What number did you ring?
Huh?
What taxi firm?
Boyle's.
Are you so stupid as to think I can't check that? Or is it just plain arrogance on your part?
Why can't you just leave me alone? Every time I turn round, I see you with your big Liam Neeson head. First with the David thing and now my father.
Exactly, Michael. First David and now your father.
What? What do you think I did? He had a heart attack. I'm going to make another complaint about you. You'll be finished this time.
Fair enough.
You're abusing your position. You think you can do what you like just because you're a guard. This is a vendetta. You're just picking at a scab.
I am indeed. You had him cremated?
Yeah. It's the easiest way to get him into the urn.
Don't smart mouth me now, boy. You're not as clever as you think. He has a plot above in Crana where your mother was laid to rest. His wish was to be laid beside Maureen.
Yeah, well, we all don't get what we wish for.
No? I know exactly what you did.
Good man, you must have very little going on in your life to occupy
you. Your father...
had a heart attack. Your own man said it, the findings are in, case closed.
Oh, there's no doubt that Paddy had a heart attack. It's the cause, though. It's the cause of the heart attack that interests me. According to the post-mortem, it was a big heart attack. A massive surge of adrenaline into any heart wouldn't be good. But into a heart like your father's, his arrhythmia, fatal. You knew this. You knew he was due to get an ICD.
A what?
Ah, you see, Michael, you're doing yourself a great disservice here by playing so ignorant. You're trying to be too innocent. You have to give a little in order to be believed. You think a good lie is a complete lie across the board. Deny, 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 like a child. There are certain things that you just have to have known, innocent or guilty. You knew he had a heart condition.
Of course I knew he had a heart condition. It was me told you he had a feckin' heart condition. That was the first thing I said. I was the one taking care of him, giving him his pills. I knew it was a heart attack before you did.
Oh, that you did. That you did. So you knew he was due to get an ICD soon. And you knew the improvements that would make. Your window of opportunity was closing.
Window? You sound ridiculous.
You never left the house, Michael. You were there all night.
What do you mean?
When I got there that morning, the ground under your car was dry. You arrived before the rain that night and you never left. It rained constantly until early morning. Or did you order yourself a taxi from Boyle's then too? You waited till morning before you called the authorities, just to eliminate any chance of him being revived. You didn't even want an ambulance.
He was dead when I found him. I sat with
Stop!
Him.
Just stop, Michael. You're sitting there, lying to my face, and you know I know it. Just cut the shite.
Now, jeez, there's a temper. Oh,
not at all, son. Not a temper at all. Your stubbornness is frustrating, yes, but laughable.
Innocent until proven.
You're pathetic. I'm looking at a little boy with a handful of stones that is still claiming he didn't break the window.
There's no stones on me, Gard.
The cut on your hand. What happened?
I don't know.
You don't know or you don't remember?
Same thing.
No, not really. You told me the other day what happened.
But then you already know. Tell me.
I'd rather hear your version again.
I've already answered that one. I'm sure your version is much more interesting, much more dramatic than the actual truth. So, tell me a story.
Right. You cut your hand on a bed spring when you were hiding under your father's bed like a rat. Huh? Hmm? That's a good start to a story, isn't it? You had dust on your back and I saw the mark you left in the filth under the bed when you scurried out from under him. You held so tight to that bed spring you cut your hand. There you go. Nothing to say?
When I get you sacked, you can settle down to write fiction. I'd buy it.
You slid in under his bed, waited for him to settle down for the night. I can see you, lying there, listening to him breathing above you, waiting for the right moment. You're an animal. You waited, and when he was asleep, you grabbed the bed springs and you shook that bed. You shook and shook. He must have been terrified. The bed had shifted slightly from the force of your shaking.
This is bullshit.
You bounced him around in that bed like a rag doll. Are you smiling?
It's your description of him as a rag doll. Rag doll.
You listened to him scream. Was that the same anger and determination that you caved David's skull in with?
David?
There was no way that car accident caused those injuries to David. I do believe that maybe the crash was an accident, but you jumped at the chance to finish him off. Just like you jumped at the chance to take advantage of Paddy's heart condition. You were a predator. Did you come out from under your hiding place and watch Paddy's last breath? Or did you stay cowering under the bed and listen to it? The bed was too neat, Michael. You were clumsy. You covered up the wrong evidence. You are stupid. Stupid. You expect us to believe that Paddy had a heart attack the size of the one evident and didn't even crease the bedspread? He pissed himself, for Christ's sake. You frightened him to death.
Oh, my God. This is...
What? What? This is you being caught.
You can't prove... You can't prove that someone was frightened to death.
Oh, that's what you're counting on, isn't it? I'm sure you did a bit of research, see if it was even possible. Well, so did I. It has been proven before. We can prove it, boy, and we will.
Like you proved I killed David.
Do you realise that in both cases, your only defence is that you were asleep? How childish is that? You're a spoilt kid who throws very dangerous tantrums when he doesn't get his way.
Spoiled? You don't know a thing. You don't have kids, do you? No, you don't. It's good that you're not a father because you're a bully. And if you had a son, he'd no doubt be wishing you gone.
No, you My just...
That landed. Had you daddy wishes for yourself? Huh? My father was a bastard.
Oh, well then, he deserved it.
I'm not going to pretend I'm not glad he's gone, and I'm not going to pretend I'm not delighted I got to reduce him to the size of this urn. He was always a small man, and now I have him in a jar. Yes, I'm over the bloody moon. That's not a crime.
You listen to that old man's cries.
Old man, Jesus! You paint him as a martyr, a saint. You're wrong. He wasn't a father. He... Oh, God, you have no idea. You have no idea what it was like growing up. He always had David there on hand to show me what I wasn't. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't please him. I grew to hate him as much as he seemed to hate me. You saw the front, the storyteller, the great fella. I tried with him. Right, okay, I'm arrogant and pompous, and I feel entitled. Yes, but kids are supposed to be entitled, aren't they?
You have to earn.
You're supposed to give your kids a chance. He gave up on me long before I gave up on him.
You can't do what you did, though. Otherwise we'd all, no matter what,
no,
you just
you've
can't.
No idea.
I know more than you think.
Oh, shut up. You sanctimonious prick. I know more than you think. Aren't you great?
What I mean
I don't care what you mean. I don't care. You'll be strutting about tomorrow like a peacock, the sheriff. My father, that innocent man, lying in that bed was poison. I deserve more than him and a father.
You don't know me.
Yeah. You don't know me.
I know what it's like.
You've decided everything because of the facade you choose to believe. You don't know me. Look, I don't care anymore. I'm sorry David is gone. I really am. Whatever you think, that was an accident. A silly... He let me down. I was supposed to be able to rely on him. He was my brother. But I am not sorry at all that Paddy is gone. Not one bit. Good riddance to him. I'm free of him.
If it was so bad living with them, why didn't you just go away? You weren't a prisoner.
I did go away. And I tried. I tried, it didn't work out. So what? I should have been allowed to come back. I had tried, there was something in that. It was his duty to take me back. It was what he was supposed to do. He was my father, I should have been able to rely on
you
him.
You can't, you're not a child,
Michael. I am, I'm his child.
You're going around as the victim in all this. There was another way. Get out and stay out. Or send... What you did, Michael, is not the answer.
You still think... That he was the great man.
No, I believe you.
You still think, oh, poor Paddy. He couldn't possibly be a bollocks. That poor old man. The poor old man with the ungrateful son. That poor, oh, God. Look here, take him. Take him, here. There
look,
he is now.
Stop.
There he is. Dust. Dust, huh? Ash. Take him. I'm done with
Michael,
it.
Stop.
There he is.
Settle down. No! It's fine, Garrett. It's fine.
I'm done. You want the great man, you can have him.
Take him to the cells.
You got what you wanted. Now hoover the bastard up.
Jesus Christ. Sarah.
Are you at home?
No, I'm at work. Listen, I got Duffy. I was right. I knew it. You won't believe what he did.
Aiden.
He knew rightly that Paddy's heart couldn't take.
Aiden, listen. Aiden.
Yeah? Right. How's Mum?
She's fine. She's upset, but... How are you?
What time did he go? Did he die?
About half an hour ago.
Right. Is Mum okay?
She's... Yeah, she's okay.
Good. Right. So, when will you be home? Are you going to come back tonight? Right, of course.
We should probably leave it till tomorrow.
No, that's grand. I should probably come up. Yeah? I'll have to arrange.
Might be a good idea.
Right. Yeah, I'll drive up.
Don't travel tonight, love. Leave it till tomorrow.
No, of course.
Are you all right, Aiden?
I'm fine, love. Really.
Get some sleep.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Sarah?
Yeah?
Did he ask? Did he mention me?
No.
Right.
I'm sorry, sweetheart.
Well.
I love you.
Love you too. Tell Mum I'm sorry.
Yeah.